In Northwest News on KPLU, a class action lawsuit covering about 190,000 Boeing employees and retirees heads to trial next week. The lawsuit accuses Boeing of offering employees 401k retirement plans that charged excessive fees. KPLU's business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains.
This lawsuit is heading to trial almost 9 years since it was first filed. St. Louis attorney Jerry Schlichter brought the lawsuit. He's made the issue of excessive 401k fees his specialty. He says for years, Boeing chose investment options for its employees that had unreasonable fees. He says because of the company's size, it should have been able to get a much better deal.
Warren Buffett doesn't pay retail for his investments, and neither should an employee of a large plan such as Boeing's.
Schlichter says it's not just that Boeing didn't try hard enough to get low fees from the money managers that it hired. He alleges the company put its own interests ahead of its workers.
Boeing steered its banker to provide services in the 401k plan at excessive fees, while Boeing was getting various loans and lines of credit from the same banker.
Schlichter says Boeing has made some changes since he first brought the case. Boeing shopped around for a better deal that resulted in lower fees for the retirement plan. Boeing said in a statement that it strongly disagrees with the lawsuit's claims. The company says it will show in the trial that all the investment options and fees were carefully monitored, prudent, and in line with best practices. There's a lot at stake here. Quinn Curtis at the University of Virginia says if Boeing loses, it could be the biggest money payout ever in a case over excessive 401k fees.
Given the size of the class, this is a pretty serious amount of money.
The trial is set to begin next Wednesday in federal court in the Southern District of Illinois. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.